For as long as she could remember, she had felt like a loser. Maybe Rosamond and all those other girls in her gang were right. "There's only one place for this," said Mr. Stink. He screwed up the piece of paper and, like a professional cricketer, expertly bowled it into the bin. Chloe clocked this and her imagination instantly started whirring. Had he once been captain of the England cricket team? Mr. Stink brushed his hands together. "Good riddance to bad rubbish," he said. "Thanks," murmured Chloe. "Not at all," said Mr. Stink. "You mustn't let bullies get you down." "I'll try," said Chloe. "Nice to meet you, Mr. She began. Everyone called him Mr. Stink, but she didn't know if he knew that. It felt rude to say it to his face. "Stink," he said. "They call me Mr. Stink." "Oh, nice to meet you, Mr. Stink. I'm Chloe."
"Hello, Chloe," said Mr. Stink.
"You know, Mr. Stink," said Chloe, "I still might go to the shops. Do you need anything? Like a bar of soap or something?"
"Thank you, my dear," he replied, "but I've no use for soap. You see, I had a bath only last year. But I would love some sausages. I do adore a nice meaty sausage."